It's 75 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing so far this morning, Bill?
Well, we're kind of mixed here this morning. We've been back and forth on the corn. Right now we have the December corn trading at 381.5. That's down 1.25. The November beans are trading at 896.75. That's down 7.25. And the December wheat is at 589.5. That's up 3. The wheat's been kind of the leader here overnight and this morning. For the week, we have the corn down about what it's down today, about 1.25 cents. The soybeans are down about 3.5 cents for the week. And the wheat is actually up about, be about 12 cents right now for the week. And so the wheat has kind of been the leader. We have, of course, the report today. That's the big news. A few other items I was just going to mention here that are in the news today. China's out, you know, talking more about how the U.S. ag exports are going to be hurt if the tariffs get implemented, their retaliatory tariffs. The Red Cross was out yesterday with a warning of food shortage in North Korea. They've had a pretty big heat wave in that Asian area, as well as in China's area, some of their grain producing areas. But the Red Cross, I thought it was kind of interesting that they had mentioned that. Russia lowered their grain production, drought there as well, and Ukraine lowered their grain production. On the side of Russia, all the grain dropped about 3.5% from last month compared to the total grain dropped about 3.5% compared to last month. We did see some and have been seeing some beans sold to unknown. We are seeing that kind of on several days this week where they make the daily announcements. That's probably China, but you don't know. It's listed as unknown destination right now. The estimates are out today, as I said earlier, and I think the big numbers to watch. Of course, this is the first surveyed and plot production number. The trade's looking for a yield on corn of about 176.2, about 14.4 billion bushels of production. On beans, the average guess on the trade is about 49.6 bushels per acre, about 4.4 billion bushels of beans. And they're looking for wheat carryout to, or wheat production, excuse me, in the United States to drop pretty good here today on this report. So those are probably the key items to look for. Whatever happens on the report will probably be where we end up closing. If it's not any surprises, I think that we'll probably have a chance to close on the positive side for the week.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thank you, Brian.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign on this Friday morning. A quick glance at current conditions in the WIOL listening area. Still just a touch of rain on the radar. Looks like it's down around Sullivan right now, maybe a little bit in southeastern Champaign County as well. Very light. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies at a high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.